Welcome back, 449, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, and live from somewhere in Colorado this afternoon is Washington Times national reporter Valerie Richardson. Hello, Val.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. I saw your headline this morning, Colorado gun bills spark state hunting boycott. Visitors pledge to head elsewhere. So this is more fallout from the new gun laws in Colorado, right?
Yes, it is. You definitely have people upset about the gun laws, and one way that they're expressing their displeasure is by encouraging people outside Colorado, as well as within the state, but mainly on the outside, not to come to Colorado for their hunting and outdoor vacations this year.
All right, and it is big business, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a $1.8 billion business in Colorado. That's how much revenue it brings into the state. From anything from, the hotels to the license fees, I mean, the works, it's huge. And so if people really listen to the people calling for the boycott, this could deliver a hit to the state's finances.
Mm-hmm. And this is the brainchild of somebody with the Outdoor Channel, and that's another company that had threatened to leave, right?
Yeah, the Outdoor Channel has said that it's not going to be filming four of its shows in Colorado that it had previously decided to film here. And so that's obviously a hit. And Michael Bain, who's the executive producer who made that announcement, he also has a radio show, and he has been talking on his show basically telling people don't come to Colorado. It's not worth it. It's risky. Support your culture by going to places where they support you. But he's not the only one. I mean, you definitely see, any number of groups carrying the same message. It's not like, I would say, a very intensely organized or centralized effort. It's more just, people who are gun owners and gun rights advocates just spreading the word.
Mm-hmm. Any indication so far that people are actually paying attention to it? Have we seen any signs of trip cancellations?
Well, that's the thing. One of the heads of the Colorado Outfitters Association, I talked to him yesterday, and he said, yeah, he goes, people are calling me. They're saying, we liked Colorado. We've gone here before. We would really like to go hunting there, but we're not going to come this year because we just don't agree with what the state's doing. And he said that they are telling him they're canceling trips. I was talking to a state representative or a state senator yesterday, Greg Brophy, who said that he was getting calls from people in his district saying, yeah, I'm having people call up and canceling the trips that they were normally going to take to my district. So apparently it is having an impact. I think that when we'll next find out about this is probably April 2nd. That's the deadline for people to apply for hunting licenses mm-hmm. for the fall. And it'll be really interesting to see those numbers, to see if they've actually gone down from last year.
Yeah, and you and I have talked in the past. You have mostly Democrat lawmakers in Colorado. I guess those folks are hoping all of this kind of fades away, and the Republicans are probably making some noise about it.
Well, the Republicans are basically in I-told-you-so mode
because they
had said this will happen, and the Democrats obviously are hoping that, it's a blip on the screen, but I guess we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Now, what has the governor had to say about this? Any reaction to the boycott?
So far he hasn't said anything. I think he has tried to reach out to gun rights advocates. He made a speech last weekend in Grand Junction, which is in the more rural area of the state, and afterward he met with a couple of the people who were out front leading the protest, as always happens with him these days, it seems like. And I think he has tried to he's tried to tell them that he understands their concerns and this sort of thing, but people are still pretty mad at him. I mean, he did sign the three bills, and he has portrayed himself as a moderate, and they felt he, was not acting moderately when he signed those bills.
Mm-hmm. And he had some type of signing statement trying to ease the fear of hunters?
Right. The signing statement was interesting because there had been a lot of complaints leading up to the signing of the bill saying, that the bill would, one of the bills, which is the magazine limit, it's the one that limits ammunition magazines to 15 rounds or less, and it limits the sale and transfer. And one thing people were pointing out is that, look, most magazines, you could clip on a couple of extra rounds and they can suddenly, become 15, 16, 17 round magazines. And so what happens if you hand them to your friend? Is that going to mean you just broke the law because it's easily converted? And so the signing statement, I think, was intended to basically say that this is not what we mean, that some of these scenarios are not what we envision. But, the signing statement doesn't really have the force of law. I mean, people actually were kind of, you know, snorting after that, like, okay, well, why don't you just have in the bill what you mean rather than having to explain it afterward?
Yeah, really. And like, you put a lot of faith in that signing statement.
Right. It doesn't. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what one thing Michael Bain was saying on his show. He's like, you know, look, you know, they're telling you that, oh, no, you're fine. You can come here and hunt, and we're not going to arrest you. He says, but, you know, is that what you're going to believe?
Read
the bill is what he says.
Yeah. Hey, listen, any news on Magpul, the company that's pulling out of there? Where do we know where they're going yet?
I don't know where they're going yet. That's a really good question. I know that they were interviewing people in a number of states, and they were kind of tight-lipped about, you know, where they were going to be going. But I think we're expecting an announcement any time. I'm sure once they make that decision, they'll be letting everybody know because they've been very active in this fight.
Mm-hmm. All right, and one more thing before I let you run. I'll throw a wrench at you here. Any news on the movie theater shooting and the Joker Holmes?
Well, exactly. There actually is news. His attorneys filed papers yesterday saying that he would agree to plead guilty to first-degree murder and for a life in prison, you know, no possibility of parole sentence in exchange for not getting the death penalty. And what's interesting about that is those papers were filed the day after a state House committee, killed a bill that would have repealed the death penalty. So with the death penalty back on the table and no possibility of that getting repealed this year, his people were in there saying, okay, how about life? So we'll see what happens. The district attorney is supposed to go to court on, I think it's Monday, April 1st, and he's going to say at that point whether he plans to seek the death penalty. I know he's interviewing families right now, trying to see what they want. So we'll have some more information on that next week.
Yeah. I wonder what the people of Colorado would think about that, you know, going for the death penalty.
Well, I think that, you know, if there's any case, it would seem like that you know, you'd want to pursue the death penalty. It's this one. I mean, right now there's only three people on death row in Colorado, and the one who committed the most murders was Nathan Dunlap, who killed four people. If James Holmes, who killed 12 people, or if he is convicted, you know, gets life in prison without possibility of parole, I mean, I think there could be a feeling that maybe it's not being administered equitably. Now, on the other hand, his attorneys have made noises about his mental problems and the possibility of an insanity plea. So if I think prosecutors feel like that's going to be a strong case, they may decide let's cut our losses and go for, you know, first-degree murder without parole.
Yeah, very interesting. All right, I know you'll be following that, and you and I will talk again. Appreciate the update on the stories. We'll talk later. Thank you, Valerie.
Thanks, Andy.
See you. Valerie Richardson, Washington Times national reporter. And in today's Washington Times, her story is Colorado gun bills spark state hunting boycott. Visitors pledge to head elsewhere. As they should. 4:56, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.